Blog Talk Radio.
With Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. And let's see, I think it was a clear day, and I could see forever, I'm not sure. But it's not raining or anything like that. A little chilly, 7 p.m. on my time. And what do I got for this show? Well, I went to this thing that was called The Concert, and what it was, I'll try to explain. These singers, professional singers, like some, you know, Broadway and some not, you know, whatever, were getting up and singing songs that we basically never heard of. And this was all about songwriters putting a directory together. And, what I'm going to do is I have the two people who put this together, Lorraine Phillips and David Sisko, and they're going to speak about this. Esther, don't interrupt me. I know. I'll mention it afterwards about the thing that you attended. So I'm going to Eunice, I just told Esther I'll talk about it later. But I have to have, you know, the word from our sponsor first.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yes. And you can get these absolutely delicious brownies by going to www.brownies.com. They have cookies now. They also have blondies, and they have the brownies, little ones, enrobed in the dark chocolate as well. I just had chocolate before I came on the air, so I'm not feeling as bad. So now we're going to... So let's get into our show. I now have Lorraine and David on the line. Hello.
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 So, okay. First, introduce yourselves to my audience.
Sure, Lorraine, you go ahead.
Hi, my name's Lorraine Phillips, and I'm contributing editor to the Directory of Contemporary Musical Theater Writers, which is housed at contemporarymusicaltheater.com, and a partner in crime to David Sisko.
My name is David Sisko, and I'm the founder and curator of the Directory of Contemporary Musical Theater Writers. I'm also a voice teacher at Marymount Manhattan College, where I've been for 6 years.
Great. All right, first now, explain what this concert was about that I went to, that I attended.
Sure. Well, let's first tell you just a little bit about the Directory Project, which will get us into that, I think. The Directory is a resource to help voice teachers, students, and musical theater professionals find well-written contemporary musical theater songs. A lot of this repertoire does not get published because it's not part of a Broadway show. And so there's all this really great music out there that generally doesn't get seen. And so what we've done is Loreen and I have created a resource to help teachers, students, and professionals find this material and purchase the music directly from the writers. This was an idea that we had talked about a little over a year ago, this past January. I was asked to present a poster paper at the NATS conference, which is National Association of Teachers of Singing, and Loreen and I both presented this and realized that as we were doing the research that there was a great need for this, and so we decided to create a website for this online, to make this an online resource. So that's kind of the basic idea of the directory. The songs that currently we have 150 writers, over 370 songs, all searchable by voice type and song type. And what we wanted to do is, because we were so excited about the directory and the people in it, the writers in it, we wanted to have a launch concert to celebrate their great work. And Loreen will tell you a little bit about the launch concert itself.
So, Marla, you came to our launch concert on January 21st at Second Stage. I'm glad you enjoyed it. It was really a great night, really exciting for David and I. What we did is we went through our directory, the 360 songs that we had, and we, for our presentation at our professional organization, we picked a top 25 list. It was difficult to hone the 360 list down. And then we publicized those songs as the top 25, and it was a really big, wide net of style, from a traditional type of Broadway song to more pop rock type of a Broadway song, a big basket of contemporary musical theater. And then for our concert, we wanted to have a really exciting, audience-pleasing basket of different songs that showed the scope of the directory. So we chose the songs, we chose the order, in some cases we orchestrated some of the music, some of the composers' music hadn't been orchestrated. David and the composers, but mostly David, cast the entire concert with all top Broadway and off-Broadway performers. And we decided we wanted to have it be a fundraiser as well as our launch for the Dramatists Guild. So we were able to make a donation to the Dramatists Guild to support writers who are in need during their career. So, you know, we did a concert, we launched the website, the songs, and we were able to make a small donation to the Dramatists Guild to further writers' career paths down the road.
That's that was great, yeah. I had person arrived late, so I didn't know if she was there. In attendance was a Broadway star, Sarah Rice, who had been in Sweeney Todd, the original cast of Sweeney Todd, and I was able to interview her afterwards to ask, like, not necessarily what she thought of the show, but how she sees it for herself to use. And she had commented to me, like, she's doing a lot of, like, her own kind of thing as opposed to being in, like, Broadway shows, you know, like nightclubs and things, that kind of a thing. And she said she likes to come up with songs that people aren't regularly singing, and this would be something that would be good for her.
Absolutely, and that's the idea. Is, you know, Seth Rudetsky, who was such a brilliant host for us, we're so grateful that he took the time out to join us for the evening. You know, he kind of said it best. He said, you know, a lot of people bring in, like, "Gimme, Gimme" to auditions. You know, from Thoroughly Modern Millie. Now, it's a great song, and Janine Tesori is a fantastic writer, but it's a song that's just is overdone. And this repertoire that's part of the directory offers a lot of really fresh songs that are perfect for auditions, that are perfect for cabarets, and things that I think, because it's new material, it allows you to hear the singer in a different way than it would be if you were doing like a Gimme Gimme or Shy from, you know, from Golden Age musicals, that type of thing. I think it helps the listener kind of perk up and hear something different about the performer. The other thing that was really exciting about the evening was that we were really about honoring the writers. And even though we were able to get, thankfully, because of the writers and the people that Lorena and I knew, we were able to get some really fantastic performers. But all the performers really made it about the writers and their songs. And I felt like that, I was really pleased that that came through in the concert, that it was really about their work, and that the performers were able to do their beautiful work, but kind of step aside and let the song speak for itself.
Right, yeah, I kind of got that sense listening to it. But let me ask you, like, okay, now I understand, and like in terms of auditions, because this is what I was curious about, in terms of auditions, when people, you know, are singing not to the songs that everyone is singing,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to when someone is like, I guess, like doing their nightclub show, do you think the audience is more apt to be responsive to a song? You know, I always find it funny when people, like the singers, they start singing a song, and as soon as they get to the point where the audience recognizes a song, they applaud. You ever notice that?
Mm.
When they recognize that, oh, yeah, it's like, you know, I'm applauding for myself because I know the song.
Yeah.
The thing. But the thing is when people are singing songs that are not recognizable, do you think the audience is just as pleased?
I think if the singer is engaged in the story of the song and telling the story of the song, the person hearing it will listen. And I think it's true of an old song and a new song. And that's why, you know, so many cabaret singers find material, standard material, and they make it their own, and they find a new way to sing it in order to keep their audience captivated. But, you know, in a standard Broadway audition now, you really have to come in with material that really shows the true you. And the contemporary material is a way for you to be real in your presentation and tell a real story for a casting director. And if they haven't heard it before, they're more apt to listen.
Yeah, that's the thing that I could see. Now, tell me exactly how this works. That, let's say, okay, I'm a singer and I go to this directory, and what do I look for, or how does this work?
So basically, you would go to www.contemporarymusicaltheater.com, and you would subscribe to the directory, which is $49.95 for the year. Now that's, you know, less than the price of a rep coaching, and we have, you know, over 360 songs on the directory. So you've got a lot of great material to look at. What you can do is there's a search function. So say you're a mezzo belter and you're looking for a comedic up-tempo. There's a function on the search page where you select those criteria, and it will pull up all the songs in the directory that match that. You can then click on the song, and it'll take you directly to the song record, the page for that particular song. It'll tell you a host of information that's really helpful, especially for voice teachers, but for anyone. It'll tell you the range of the song, the tessitura, what key it's in, how hard the accompaniment is in, if transpositions are available through the writers, what the writer's notes are on it. And then you can also click on a link to listen to the song, and then click on another link to purchase it directly from the writers. We're really want to make it clear that we're not taking a single dime from the writers through the sales of their songs. A lot of the writers have their own storefronts on their own web pages, and what we're doing is just basically binding all these writers together. So together we we can be more noticed. So basically, that's how people are using the resource, that they're able to search material and find things that are really that suit them and are able to make smart choices about repertoire that's right for them.
Now, I'm clear. When I hear the song, who is singing it?
It depends. Sometimes it's just a recording, and it'll take you to, for instance, it'll take you to the writer's website, and it'll tell you there. Sometimes it's an actual YouTube clip or a Vimeo clip, an actual video, so you can watch the performance. It's basically the writers choose what medium and what performances they want people to hear of their song. So you get the best sense of how the writers feel it should be performed.
Will I necessarily hear the entire song or not?
Yeah. You definitely will. Yeah.
Okay. And in terms, and how about, so I, will I be able to read lyrics or just hearing the song?
You'll just be able to hear the song. We wanted to, we want to protect the writer's work as much as possible. And
sure.
So we felt that just leaving it to a sound file or a video was enough to give the subscriber a sense of what the song was like. Yeah.
Now, when I make the purchase, I assume I'm not purchasing it and now I own the song. Am I purchasing the right to sing the song?
Well, when you purchase any song, you actually do purchase the right to sing it for your own use. Now, if you go out and do it in a concert form or in a recording, then there would be royalties that you'd have to pay if based on if that writer is in ASCAP. And I think David might understand these rules a little bit better. But if you really like the song Sea Rock City and you want to buy it, and I think it's around $9, and you go to Brad Alexander's website and you buy that song, you can sing it in your auditions and you can sing it in your cabarets and things like that. Yes.
Okay. And then at that point, when I'm purchasing it, what do I get the I was going to say the score. I don't mean the score. Do I get the music so that the piano player or whoever can play it?
A lot of people, a lot of writers are pretty savvy. And what they'll do is once you've purchased it, you'll immediately get an email with a link to a PDF of the score, so you can, or of the sheet music, so you can actually print that out. Now, some of our writers are kind of moving in that direction. In some cases, you'll email them directly. Their email, all of the writers' email addresses are actually in the online directory, which is really cool. So it's not just that you're able to purchase this music, but if you have a question about them or if you need it in a different key, it's really easy for subscribers to reach out to the writers directly and build a relationship, which to us, that's what this whole directory is. It's about building relationships with each other. But some writers don't have an online resource yet, so you would contact them via email. They would send you the score, and you would arrange payments in way that's good for you both. So there are different ways that different writers do that, and we're giving them an option to basically do what's best for them while also encouraging them to kind of move their music online and make it more accessible. I think writers need that kind of incentive. We tend to I think make it more difficult on ourselves and feeling like, oh, well, you know, it's hard to get our music out there. And so we sometimes kind of sit on our hands a little bit. But now that we're offering a place where people can actually connect to the writers, I think it's lighting a fire under them a little bit to make music more accessible, which is great.
Yes, and David and I have gone out and tried to find places for the writers to get their songs up online. And we've made some relationships for the writers to, to put their songs up online and sell them and you know, make the profits directly from that. So we're, in some sense, we're kind of mentoring them in that area of promoting their own work, getting their digital files up onto SoundCloud or onto YouTube, and supporting them on the, you know, the backside with helping them get their craft available and out there for everybody to take a look at.
Well, let's say for instance now, I can, on my radio show, I could play songs, commercials, or, you know, whatever. Would that be of value for them, any of them, to, like, send me, you know, some of the songs, and I could play them and say, you know, this song written by so-and-so, and you could purchase it at, you know, et cetera? Would that be of value?
Sure. I mean, you know, we have several writers. We just had a writer this week who had an off-Broadway show that he won an award for, OVIE Award, a Drama Desk Award, just released its cast album. So something like that, you know, that might be a nice connection for those writers to tell you about their cast album, or, you know, maybe a new show that they're working on. I think we had two cast albums released this week, right, David? We also have a news feature on our website, which allows the writers. The writers, by the way, are integral members of the website. They have a small financial stake in it, and they log in and they maintain their own writer page, and they can also use the directory internally and use all of the back-end function of the directory, and they can post news. So we have a news feed on our front page of our website that's showing you what's happening.
What did you say? They can post news?
Yeah, they can post
news. Oh, I thought you said it sounded like you said pose nude. I'm going, did I just
Well, that would drive
okay.
Well, traffic.
We haven't quite rolled out that portion of
that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't think that's what they wanted. No.
Yeah, that's probably not a direction that will go.
Can I ask you, by the way, what were the off-Broadway shows?
One of them is Sea Rock City, Brad Alexander and Adam Mathias, and one of them was a Danny Abash. Was it Danny Abash musical? I think it was right now. But if you go to contemporarymusicaltheater.com, you will see something got released by Ghostlight Records.
Yeah, I'm actually just pulling it up right now to see if I can find it.
I'm forever reviewing Broadway and off-Broadway shows. That's why I was wondering if it's one I saw or going to see.
Oh,
Fancy Nancy the Musical?
Yep.
What is it?
Fancy Nancy the Musical?
No, I hadn't heard of that. Is that on now?
It probably was on before.
Oh, okay.
It looks like it's a youth show, like a children's show.
Oh, okay.
The original
Vital Theater Company production. I believe, it was in either
it
last
is Danny
year.
Abash.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just kind of wondered if it was like, or, you know, something like, that's on my schedule to see, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we're hoping that this, you know, as the writers continue to generate news for the site, that it becomes a place where people will really look for information. And we just launched in November, so it takes some time to really build a user community, but people are seeming to use the site regularly, and, you know, we're blogging as well, so we're giving away a lot of information and insight to people who maybe, you know, don't necessarily want to subscribe and make that $50 investment just yet. And then over time, they may join us. But we have, you know, there's a lot of information in the blog that you can take a look at, especially if you love the theater and, you know, you're interested in writers and their process and their craft and vocal technique. About, you know, David writes a lot of blogs about vocal technique, and his recent blog is Dramatic Intent and Vocal Technique.
Right.
So the great feature that we'll be rolling out very soon is our media page, which will provide all of our members access to footage of the concert. So we'll be putting up a trailer, a little teaser on our YouTube page, and letting people know that the concert is available to our members, and our members can watch all the songs from the concert when they're logged in. And we're hoping that people who miss the concert might join us as members and take advantage of seeing the great performances that happened that night.
Right.
Additionally, we have some really wonderful roundtable and discussions and some interviews that will be also going on the media page. So our hope is that that as we have blogs on certain topics, we'll also have kind of video blogs that will live on the website that will be accessible to members as well. So we're not only providing content in terms of performances, but also content in terms of information that industry professionals really need to know, especially young industry professionals coming into the business.
That's great. So would I be asking you to, get me any of these writers that want to get featured? Would you be able to do that, or is that something I need to go through?
It's possible. We would have to figure out how to do that. David and I might have to talk that over, and then just think about how we can make the connections for you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe especially for writers who are launching recordings and things like that, where they'd like to get the word out.
Sure.
We just had a one of our performers from the concert had a show at 54 Below, and things like, we're trying to find ways to promote all the people who are working in and around the directory, and it's an evolving thing. It's live and on the ground.
Right.
So we should definitely talk offline about this, Merle, and figure out how we can.
Oh yeah, because I also would invite any of the singers, as well as the songwriters, any of the singers that were in the concert that might want to talk on the radio show about their experience of it, and to push whatever they want as well.
Sure. The thing that we're actually really proud of is that, the directory not only, showcases a real wide variety of styles, from, as Lorene said, from kind of a golden age feel to pop rock. But it's also catering to a wide range of people in various states of their career. There are several people like John Buchino, rather, and Jeff Blumenkrantz, who are very established in their careers, and yet other writers who are up and coming out of the BMI Musical Theater Workshop or the ASCAP Workshop or the NYU Tisch Grad Writing Program that are really extraordinary writers as well that need a boost. And so we're also trying to figure out how to navigate kind of this wide girth and making sure that we're meeting the needs of our writer members that are kind of all over the map in terms of where they are in their career.
Right. I hope this is good. And when did this start, by the way? How long ago did this directory?
Well, the website launched in November, but David started blogging back, I think, in January, February of 2012 when we sketched this thing out in our minds about the process of it. So anybody who would be interested in, the creative mind of David and how we put this together should definitely read the blogs. In fact, some of our top blogs are, one of them is, his search for good repertoire and how that really brought him to develop the website.
And what's exciting is that as we develop, there are a couple things that we're looking forward to. This summer, I'll be going to Brisbane, Australia, to present at the International Congress of Voice Teachers. So I'll be presenting a paper that's essentially about the directory and the formation of it and what the work that Lorena and I have done. And we're also planning to continue to grow the directory itself. So writers will be able to, currently writers submit up to 5 songs, and they're all solo songs. We're going to, in the next 6 to 8 months, allow writers to submit up to 8 songs where they can now, with a focus on teen songs, songs for teens, and also duets. So we're slowly going to be building this this resource to include duets, trios, and finally ensembles over the course of the next couple of years.
So it's like Glee can go on this and say, here's some new songs, and you know, pick this one and this one for our TV show.
We would love to talk to the Glee folks who are writing those songs. And people will buy them if they're available. I know they will. They're buying them from iTunes. They're downloading them. I'm downloading them. I love those songs. I'm excited. Glee is going to the Fringe Festival. Did you see the episode this week?
That's going to be on tonight, you mean?
Maybe it was the last week's episode. I missed it. My husband told me, oh, my gosh, they're going to the Fringe Festival.
Were they going to the Fringe Festival in New York? Was that what they...
I have to say I'm a couple episodes behind, but I think Bombshell has been accepted to according to the storyline to the Fringe Festival. I don't know which one. I can't say.
It's about Bombshell. You're talking about Glee.
I'm sorry. I'm talking about Smash. But Glee equally as well. The songs from Glee would be magical, and people would buy them.
But, you know, actually that brings up a really good point in that we do hope that you know, TV producers will look at the site, and we hope that not-for-profit theaters will take advantage of the site, and also agents who are helping their clients find repertoire that's right. The thing that's kind of cool is that there are a lot of different ways that people can use this. Writers who are looking for new collaborators can use the site. We have our first institutional member, meaning a college musical theater program. Their entire faculty and student body will have access to the directory for a year. We've made financial arrangements to make that available to them. So there are a lot of different ways to kind of consume this, and we're hoping that people will use it to its full capacity.
Right. Yeah, I'll have to talk to you offline, because I would be curious. Like, I don't necessarily want to join. As a writer, et cetera, I'd be interested in going to this directory just to see what's offered. Like, as if I was, you know, testing it myself. Let's say I wanted something to see how it works and how it comes up. So when I write an article about this, that it's clearer to me.
Absolutely. We can, that's easily arranged. No problem.
Okay. Okay. Well, so that we can follow this up. As I said, if you want to get, if any writers want to be on the show or however they want to, you know, in terms of publicity, like this is not a local station, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, and we would be interested in talking to you more offline, because we'd love to learn from you, and you look like you're an expert blogger, and you're super connected, and we'd hope to learn from you as well.
Well, I also, my whole background is show business. I just got to a point where enough, that's all, you know, but so I have a whole sense of this. I aside from being a comedian and singer, I also have a musical background, so I'm very, you know, clear on a lot of this, like if I'm looking at a piece of music, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm just like, I could put myself into the position of being a singer and looking at this and saying, well, I have an audition, or somebody just said, Merle, I need you to do a show. And I'll go, really, okay? Get me some songs or whatever kind of thing. You know what I mean? It does happen. I keep getting an email from somebody. I have to say I don't even remember the guy. But he keeps asking me, when are you going to do another show? And I try to explain. I stopped doing my natural act like 30 years ago. But that's okay. I just keep thinking, I know, it may have to, something may come up where somebody says, oh, my God, somebody can't get to do a show. Can we get somebody? It's like, you know, is there a doctor in the house?
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
Merle, you might even find a writer who could write you a show, a one-woman show. And that's what we're hoping the directory will do
right.
in the future, that we make enough connections for people with these writers that they can make collaborative make arrangements and create more great
sure.
works of art.
Okay. All right, so I thank you for sharing this all, and we'll be in touch and go on from there. And I hope this whole thing works out for you guys.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Have a
great
evening.
You too.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, okay, so this is a great part of show business to do. Even if you just want a song and you're not you're doing this as a hobby, you don't have to necessarily be in the business, as we say. Before I end the show, let's just going to kind of sum up on what has happened, what's happening. Okay, so let's see. The Monday, I went to, our wonderful hurricane, Sandy there. One of the big stores, Fairway Market, redid their store, and it looks great, but it's just in Red Hook in Brooklyn. But it's not about not only doing their store. Once they fix up their store, it got other stores to an incentive to help to do theirs, and people to come into the area and shop. Then I went to New York State Tourism had an event. And I'll be doing a lot of road trips. It seems that when people come to New York, they tend to just see New York City and don't get a chance to explore the rest of the state. And I'll be talking about that in the future. I'm going to be seeing the Broadway show Anne. I'm also going to see Cirque du Soleil is in town here in New York with the show Totem. I'm going to see this other play, Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, I think it's called. I will be seeing Musical the Musical, another play called Fucking Up Everything. And let's see, and Hands on a Hard Body. That's, somehow or other I will have a chance to sleep. I'm not sure when, but I'll do my best. We got a new pope. Let's see. Oh, couldn't help but write. So here's a song. I expected then Pope Francis to come out onto the balcony and sing, Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. The truth is I'm glad to leave you. Too many gay folks and speaking Yiddish. Thanks to my papa, I'll keep my distance. Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I'm glad to leave you. All through my wild days, I spoke Italian. Prez is the highest. Want to be pious. Okay. So, other than that, they didn't pass the law yet in New York City in regards to big soft drinks. In case you didn't hear that stupidity that the mayor was trying to get a law that, you know, places can't sell more than 16 ounces of soda. Okie dokie. And so I thought to myself, well, they now that's in New York City, and Nassau County is like over the border. It's not in New York City. It's over the border from New York City, from Queens County. And I figure now they're going to, if they do, they're going to have Border Patrol. And then you're going to have somebody in Nassau County advertising, illegally selling, literally selling 32 ounces of Coke. And yes, people will make trips. Anyway. So I'm going to end the show early, not going to play any music. I'm going to have my dinner, talk to my chickens, and I'll be planning a show very soon, probably, just to talk about the shows that I've seen. So until next time. Have a great day, evening, afternoon, or you know, whatever you're having. And where is my, okay, scroll down, there it is.